الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel There are many blessings of reciting Durood-e-Pak from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, Akka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one who forgets to recite Durood-e-Pak upon me forgets the road to Jannah. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, in the first episode of this new series, we talked about the blessings of Allah azza wa jal and how they surround us from head to toe. And how we take them for granted and become ungrateful for them. Today, we're going to look at the ungrateful man. Let me start with a story that the scholars write. That there was a man who had a child. And he dedicated this child to the worship of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And this child spent his life away from everybody else, just worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla. Didn't get involved in anything else, was kept separate. When he passed away, he was presented in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the Creator Supreme gave the command that take him to Jannah with my mercy. And this young man, he said, Ya Allah, I want to go to Jannah, but not through your mercy, but through your justice. Because I've spent my entire life worshipping you, I've not committed any sins. I've tried to keep away from everything. I've tried to be obedient to you. So I want to go to Jannah, but I want to go with justice. Let's weigh up the deeds, the good deeds and the bad deeds, and then I want to go to Jannah. He was asked to go to Jannah on the basis of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he insisted in the court of the Creator that I want to go to Jannah because of my deeds. So the angels were ordered to put his deeds on one pan of the balance, and they did. And then his eye was put onto the other pan of the balance. And this pan with the eye was heavier. And he was ordered that all his deeds don't even balance this one blessing of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So he's not been able to repay this blessing, take him to the fire of hell. Upon realizing this, he asked for the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal and went to Jannah through the mercy of Allah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, a very, very beautiful story that makes us appreciate the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. By remembering and by pondering upon and over time and time again and appreciating the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, your heart inclines towards gratitude towards Allah Azza wa Jal for these great blessings that surround us. And the scholars write that the more you mention these blessings and the more you think about them and the more you appreciate them, the more you will appreciate that Allah Azza wa Jal has favored you. Let's look at the human body. Let's start with the brain. You have seen in your life people whose intellectual ability is not as good as yours, whose thinking is not as clear as yours, perhaps who can't understand simple concepts. When they write, perhaps they can't spell properly. When they do simple maths and equations, they can't really work them out. And you are stood there thinking, how easy is that? But they don't have the mental ability to understand. Do you straight away fall into prostration and thank Allah Azza wa Jal? Ya Allah, I'm glad you haven't made me such that I couldn't understand these simple things. Yell, I'm grateful for the intellectual ability you've given me. Because if you did, you would be grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. And you wouldn't attribute this to yourself, but to the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And you would appreciate and be grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. And then you would be using these qualities, this beautiful intellect, in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. But what happens? We are the opposite. When we outsmart somebody, when we defraud somebody, when we use our intellect to hurt people, we then stand proud in arrogance, thinking, how clever am I? I've outsmarted everybody. Or when we achieve something, we do a degree, we pass a test, instead of thanking Allah Azza wa Jalla and appreciating the blessings of intellect, we attribute it to our own skill and power and knowledge. And hence the shaitan opens the road to arrogance and pride and kibr. And this is the problem we have. As soon as we start to appreciate a ni'mat, a blessing, a gift of Allah Azza wa Jal, we should be thanking the Creator rather than attributing it to your own skill and power. When it comes to things like the eyes, when it comes to things like the ears and the mouth and the ability to speak, the hands and the feet that you walk with, everything around you should be attributed to the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. You didn't create this body. Doctors study for 7, 10, 15 years. Even your senior doctors and consultant orthopedic surgeons are mesmerized by the amazing system that Allah Azza wa Jal has given. And the blessings that you don't even know about. Medical science has been going for thousands of years and they're still discovering different functions of different body parts. This is how amazing this body is. And yet, we don't appreciate it. There was a very rich man. He was one of the richest men in this country. And what he had is a very rare disease. And he couldn't close his eyelids. And so when he wanted to go to sleep, he had to physically put them down. And when he wanted to wake up and get up, he had to physically tie back and pin back his eyelids. Because he'd lost the ability of the eyelid to open and close. This caused him severe problems. Because the eyelids close, open, and they provide lubrication. There are glands inside the eyelids which provide water and moisture so the eye doesn't dry up and you can see clearly and you can open and close without it hurting you. And it's an amazing and very intricate and very complex system that Allah has created. Now, this man, one of the richest men in this country, somebody asked him, he said, you know, you're very rich and you have everything. Do you have any desire? Would you give up your wealth for anything? And he said, yes. I would give up my entire wealth for the ability to open my eyes when I wanted to and close them when I wanted to. Allahu Akbar. When was the last time we thanked Allah Azza wa Jal for this ability to open our eyes when we wanted to and close them when we wanted to? When was the last time we thought about the ability to see? When was the last time we pondered over this blessing? Let's just think for a moment. Just close your eyes for 10 seconds. Let's all close our eyes for 10 seconds. And the darkness that's there. Now, just ponder over that darkness. Recite Durood-e Paak, Sallu Alal Habib, Sallallahu Ta'ala Ala Muhammad, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Open your eyes. Did you see that darkness? Now imagine if Allah Azza wa Jal hadn't granted you the ability to see. That darkness would have been part of your life. You would have seen nothing. You would have had the ability to see and your life would have been in total darkness. You didn't control, you didn't make, you didn't demand, you couldn't get this ability to see. It was a gift and a blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal. When was the last time that you thanked Allah Azza wa Jal for it? Ask the person who's blind, who spends his life in that darkness that you just contemplated and looked at for 10 seconds. And even 10 seconds, some of us were feeling in our hearts as soon as we saw the darkness, the fear of it. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, it's very easy for us to lose track of who we are and where we're going. And one of the fundamental deceptions is not appreciating the great blessings that we have. A great saint, Hazrat Hassan Basri Rahmatullah Alayh, says, Allah allows people to enjoy His blessings until He wishes. But when people become ungrateful, He turns those blessings into calamities for them. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers, it's worth thinking about very carefully. That the Creator Supreme grants you these blessings. And we know, we mentioned in the last episode, that the more you are grateful, the Quran testifies that Allah will give you more. But for those who are ungrateful, those blessings turn into calamities, burdens and problems. If you have children, if you see them as a blessing and a gift from Allah Azza wa Jalla and a trust, and bring them up in accordance with the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those children would become a means of salvation for you. Sadqa jariya, and they would be the comfort of your eyes. They would serve you in old age and they would help you and put you in your grave. And you would be proud of them. And you would be proud of them after you pass away when they sit at your graveside and they recite the glorious Quran and you are gaining the reward for that. But at the same time, if you are ungrateful for this blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal and don't appreciate it, those same children become the bane of your life. Those same children become the reason for the misery in your life. Those same children become the trouble and distress and anxiety and the heart attacks and the strokes you have. Simply because Allah Azza wa Jal blessed you, but you weren't grateful for that blessing. Hazrat Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, without doubt, blessings are related to thankfulness. And gratitude increases blessings. And both this gratitude and increasing blessings are directly connected to each other and directly related. He then says, indeed, increase in blessings from Allah Azza wa Jal does not stop until gratitude from man does not stop. Allahu Akbar. The more you thank Allah Azza wa Jal, the more you get. And the moment you start to being ungrateful and disobedient to Allah Azza wa Jal, the moment you start to attribute these blessings, these good houses, these nice cars, your children, your intellectual ability, your skill, your job, your money, to your own abilities, you are becoming ungrateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Be prepared for calamity to hit. Be prepared for the blessings to decrease, because that's what will happen. The scholars have written that the one who has all these blessings but is on the way and the path of sin, despite him saying through his tongue that I am grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal for everything I have, look at this beautiful house I have, I am grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal, look at this car I have, I am grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal, look at the children I have, I am grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. But what the scholars write is if his life is full of deception and fraud and cheating and backbiting and lying and not praying salah and not reading the glorious Quran and not acting upon the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, then although with his tongue he is proclaiming to be grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, he is claiming to be thankful to Allah Azza wa Jal, this is just a lie and a deception, because the real test, the real test was his obedience in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And there he is going towards sin. So when he is committing sin, he is actually ungrateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. No matter how many times, if he says 1,000 times with his tongue, I am grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal and I appreciate his blessings and I thank him for it, but he misses his salah, the scholars say he is a liar. Because if he was truly appreciative, truly thankful, and truly grateful for the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, then having been granted so many blessings that he couldn't count, if the Creator said, just prostrate in my court for everything I've given you, and he turns away, and then claims to be grateful, he is like that servant who is granted a job by his master, and he's given a salary. And the master says, go and enjoy the time. I'm going to give you the freedom. But all I want is a few minutes a day. You can come back to my service and just do little things for me, and I will pay you the full week's wage. Don't work 40 hours. Don't work 60 hours. Just come for 5 minutes. Go enjoy your life. And those 5 minutes will mean that you can carry on enjoying the wage for the full week. That person would be so appreciative. He wouldn't say, I can't spare 5 minutes as well. But unfortunately, my dear Islamic brothers, that is exactly what we do. We enjoy the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal from morning till evening. We enjoy the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal that surround us from head to toe. We wear the clothes that the Creator gives us. We eat the foods and the different luxurious foods, great tasting foods. We use this body that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us. We use the taste buds, we use the digestive system, we use the intellect, we use the eyes, we use the ears, we use the mouth, we use the throat, we talk, we do this, have this ability. We have these hands, mechanical hands, cost thousands of pounds to do that, and we have this ability to do it. And we pretend that we're grateful in the court of the Creator. And then Creator says, it's 5 times a day, just prostrate in my court, and you will be written amongst those who are grateful. And yet you turn around and say no. How ungrateful are we? You know, if you walk down a street and one of the shopkeepers comes out and he says, where are you going? Would you like to have a cup of tea with me? Come in, let's sit down, let's have a cup of tea. He treats you to tea and biscuits. You know, every time you walk down that street, you would remember that person. And if you were with friends, you would say to them, that man is a very nice man. You know, 2 years ago I walked down this street. It's been 2 years, but I'm never going to forget his favor. He actually called me down. It was a wet and windy day, and he gave me a cup of tea. And I appreciate it to this day. If he ever needed anything, I would be there for him. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, these people give us a little bit of benefit, and yet we're appreciative. Allah Azza wa Jal has created you, has brought you into this world, and then giving you this intellectual ability, this body, parents, house, every blessing that you could think of, so much so that you want to be able to count them even if you try. And yet all that is asked for is for you to prostrate in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and then you turn away. Everything that you have is a blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal. And when you turn away from the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal, you are being ungrateful. When somebody asks you how you are today, what we do is we have a long list of complaints. Do you know, in the olden days, when, you know, our elders, when they used to ask each other how you are, and they used to stand proud and say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And you could tell that their heart was appreciative. They had nothing. They had very little. You know, they probably didn't know where the next meal was coming from. They had clothes that were very basic. They didn't have all these gadgets and everything else. They had next to nothing. They used to walk everywhere. They even used to borrow clothes to go to weddings. You know, the elders amongst you, you may remember, you know, they used to borrow each other's shawls to go to weddings and coats. If somebody had a coat in the village, he used to lend it to other people to go, and they used to borrow shoes as well. And yet, when you asked them, they should say, Alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed me. Because they appreciated the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. And today, when you ask people, what do you get? You know, you ask people, how are you? And very few reply, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, ala kulli hal. Very few. Okay, I'm thankful to Allah Azza wa Jal that He's granted me everything. Whatever state He wants, I'm happy with His decree. And I'm very blessed in any event. No, very few people say that. What you get is a long list of complaints. That is a sign of being ungrateful. And then I might as well deal with another kind of fallacy here, because, you know, sometimes the shaitan gives us this whisper, oh, tell somebody about your good deeds as well as your difficulties as well. First of all, the scholars write that you shouldn't complain to anybody. If Allah Azza wa Jal has tested you by withholding a blessing, then prostrate yourself in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and ask the Creator for it. What benefit are you going to gain by going to this person and saying, I'm not well, I've got a stomachache, I've got a headache, I've got this problem, my children have gone off the rail, my son hasn't come home for 3 days, my wife won't listen to me, this isn't happening. What are you going to do? These people can't help you. They're not going to solve your problems. At the very least, they might have sympathy for you, but in this day and age, most of the time, they are saying in their hearts, well, right on you. That's what you deserve anyway. And most of them are jealous of you in any event. So when you share with them your calamity, on the face of it, they may be pretending that they're being sympathetic, but in their heart, they are being happy. Why are you sharing this with them? Why don't you share your difficulties, your anxieties, and your distress with Allah and His Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Why don't you recite the Rud-e Pak 1,000 times and say, Ya Rasulullah, I've got this difficulty. Can you help me? Ya Rasulullah, I've got nobody else to turn to. You are the only one I can turn to. Help me. Why don't you recite Allah, Ya Allah, 1,000 times and say, Ya Allah, who can I turn to? I've got nobody. You are the one who's provided me all these thousands of blessings. I'm missing this one. Through your mercy, give me this as well. Instead of complaining to people, if we did that, we'd solve most of our problems. And more importantly, if we did that, we would be grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because by doing that, you are appreciating who your blessings come from. And you turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, there was a very wise man, and he wasn't well. He had some sort of problem, and somebody came to see him. And what they were expecting is for him to obviously complain of his illness and everything else. So they came to see him and they said, you know, how are you? And he said, I'm fine. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. He said, no, we heard you weren't well. So, you know, what troubles you? What's the difficulty? And this very wise man, this friend of Allah Azza wa Jalla, he said, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. I'm thankful to Allah Azza wa Jalla that my eyes are working correctly. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. I'm thankful to Allah Azza wa Jalla that my mouth is working correctly. My tongue is working correctly. My throat is beautiful. I'm grateful to Allah Azza wa Jalla that my intellect is working properly. I'm grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla that my ears are working properly. I'm grateful to Allah Azza wa Jalla that my lungs are working properly. My heart is functioning properly. I'm grateful to Allah Azza wa Jalla that my hands are fine and my feet are fine as well. And he goes through a list of things. And the people who come to see him, they think, okay, so what is wrong with you? And right at the end he says, I'm grateful to Allah Azza wa Jalla for all these things. Yes, I have a little problem. I have some stomach problem. But Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, I could have had problems with all my body, but Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed me, and I pray that where Allah Azza wa Jalla has made all these other organs of my body perfectly functional, Allah Azza wa Jalla will bless my stomach as well. And look at the beautiful madani mindset of these individuals. Today we have, you know, the little finger starts to ache, we forget about the blessings and we say, oh, you know, the little finger's aching, and we forget about it and we blow it out of all proportion. We take insignificant things and we make them the basis for anxiety and distress in our lives. Whereas if we stood back and looked at them, not having this might be a blessing of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And so it's very important, my Islamic brothers, that we seek refuge in Allah Azza wa Jalla from being ungrateful for His ni'mats, for His blessings. You know, the greatest blessing of Allah Azza wa Jalla is Iman. The greatest blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal is this gift of Iman. And inshallah, that we will cover as well. In the glorious Quran, Surah Araf, verse 17, translation from Kanzul Iman. Then I will certainly approach them from their front and from their back and from their right and from their left, and you will find most of them ungrateful. Allahu Akbar. That what the shaitan said. It is written in the glorious Quran. His mission is to make you ungrateful. His mission is to make you complain. His mission is to make you unappreciative and disrespectful of the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. That is his mission in life. That's what he wants to do. That's what he wants to achieve. He wants to make sure that you never prostrate in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. He wants to make sure that whenever you have some food, you don't appreciate it as a blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. He wants to make sure that you waste your time idly. He doesn't want you to appreciate that the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal surround you and the whole of creation from head to toe. He doesn't want you to appreciate the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, the favors and the kindness of Allah Azza wa Jal. So he deceives you. His mission is to make you ungrateful. So every time that you are ungrateful, every time that you don't appreciate a blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal, every time that you miss your salah, every time that you stand proud because of your abilities, not attributing them to Allah Azza wa Jal but to yourself, you are following the whispers of the shaitan. You are following his path, and you are helping him fulfill his mission of making you ungrateful. The blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal surround us from head to toe. They are more than the raindrops and more than the sand grains in the desert. They are all around you. They are around you all day. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, everything around you is beautiful. It is there for you to appreciate it. Everything around you has been designed to perfection. And then you have been given the ability to look at it, to see it, to hear it, to taste it, to enjoy it and be grateful for it. Today, we are in calamity, we are in difficulty, we are in loss, and we are in problems simply because we are ungrateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Simply because we don't appreciate the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. Man is ungrateful. And as I started, in the glorious Quran, it is said, Surah Adiyat, verse 6, indeed man is very ungrateful towards his Lord, and indeed he himself is a witness to it. The glorious Quran testifies to the fact that we are ungrateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we are a witness to it. What that says is this: in our heart of hearts we know that we are ungrateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. No matter what we do, we cannot in any way, shape or form pay Allah Azza wa Jal for the great blessings that we have been granted. But the one thing we can do is learn every moment of life to be grateful for the blessings. When you see your children playing, think of those who don't have children and are eager for that moment when they see a child playing. If you don't appreciate your sight, close your eyes for a few minutes and think of how those people feel who spend their life in darkness. Shut out your ears so that you can't hear anything and see how life would be. Close your mouth and this ability to talk will dawn upon you. And every time you see a blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal, thank Allah Azza wa Jal for it. Not just with your lips, but with your heart. And the greatest way to thank Allah Azza wa Jal is to ensure that you protect your salah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
If you're grateful to Allah, He will give you more. If you're grateful to Allah,